We have had a chance to talk in this upcoming NDG Westmont by-election on June 19th. So far, actually live to one candidate on the air. That was Anna Ganey a couple of weeks ago, probably the biggest name in this race. But sometimes we forget there are other people running. So we thought, to be fair, let's get you up to date on, if you live in that riding, who else is running, who you need to know. And one of them is the Green Party candidate. His name is Jonathan Pedneau, and he's on the line right now. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So tell everybody in this NDG Westmont riding who Jonathan Pedneau is and why you're running for the Greens.
Well, I'm the deputy leader with the Green Party of Canada. I've spent 14 years as a conflict journalist and human rights investigator. I'm ready to go to the bat for the rights of this community, rights that the Liberals apparently seem to be forgetting, especially when it comes to C-13 and linguistic minority rights in this beautiful province of Quebec. I've had most of my career in places like Afghanistan, Somalia, Ukraine, and I decided to come back to Canada and engage in politics because we take all too much for granted, especially when it comes to the climate emergency that is already upon us. And in this context, it's important to increase, not decrease, the amount of confidence that the public and trust that the public have towards our institutions. And right now, looking at the Liberals, I'm afraid that we're seeing the opposite trend. And that is why I think it would be good for NDG Westmount to send someone with a strong voice and integrity to the House of Commons to defend their interests and their rights.
Okay, interesting. Well said. Jonathan, I live in the riding, and I'm curious how well you know the neighborhood and what you like or thinks needs to be worked on in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I grew up on the South Shore in Montreal with a single mom, a Francophone mother from Lac Saint-Jean. I spent most of my formative years abroad, so I lived in places like Central African Republic, Sudan, and most recently Norway. Now I currently live in Ottawa, so please pray for me.
I've lived there. I feel you. Yes.
Yeah. So as the deputy leader, I currently live, my main place of living is in Ottawa. But since the campaign started, I've been knocking on doors nonstop, being in the riding, meeting with people at the door, in the streets. The reception is very, very good. And people, I mean, as a former journalist, human rights investigator, I like to ask questions. And clearly, people have been very vocal about their dislike of current Liberal policy. They feel that they've been let down by the governing party, a party that they've been loyal to up until now, but they're now considering to vote Green, sometimes for the first time in their lives, because they recognize that the need for a strong independent voice and someone who's had the experience and the grit to go to the front lines and is ready to go to the front for them in nowadays House of Commons, which is a tricky environment. But mm-hmm. At the end of the day, having a deputy leader of a federal party representing NDG Westmount may be better than having a Liberal backbencher who's been very close to Mr. Trudeau and certainly most likely won't stand up to him on questions as sensitive and crucial to the people here as linguistic rights.
You know, to that point, Anna Ganey, well-known name. Of course, you mentioned about her being close to Justin Trudeau. Actually, we know from having talked to her, helping him get elected as leader of the party back in the day. You think you're kind of making the point that you think that will be a detriment, that people now, given what's going on in federal politics, may consider that to be a negative. But you also know that riding has gone Liberal virtually forever. So mm-hmm. What do you think? Why would it be any different now?
Look, I mean, I don't have a foundation to my name. My name may not be as well known as Mrs. Ganey. I'm not an astronaut either, but I've spent, you know, a significant amount of time, as I said, out there in the front lines defending human rights. I think people are tired of being taken for granted in this riding. I've spent a lot of time speaking with reporters who said, well, why would you run in such a deeply Liberal riding? The truth is, I mean, people here vote based on their values, on their interests. I think a lot of people have voted, you know, consistently for Mr. Garneau, who showed the integrity and a desire to really represent his community. I'm not sure they're as convinced that following his resignation, in large part in protest over how he was treated by caucus, that they feel that the Liberal Party as a whole has their back. And in that regard, there is definitely openness from many liberals that I've spoken to vote Green. I'm a former liberal myself. It's a party that I very much respect, but they seem to be forgetting that values sometimes need to be put ahead of party, petty partisanship. And the fact that they haven't has been increasing the cynicism that now the conservatives are reaping. And they could use some tough love right now. I mean, NDG Westmount has a unique historic opportunity to really create an earthquake in Ottawa. If this riding goes from red to green, immediately you'll see a lot of subtle investments in this riding, much more than there have been so far. And thinking about the whole question of CP and the tracks out here, the impact it has on so many residents from Westmount to Loyola and NDG, the increasing disparities at a time when we have HLMs here that are unoccupied because they haven't been properly taken care of. The federal government has a responsibility in there, and I would hope to take that battle for the residents here. But also again on linguistic rights. I mean, we're faced right now with a government in Quebec that's been using in an extremely reckless way Article 33 of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, the notwithstanding clause, and to see the federal government, which should be supporting minorities throughout this country and the rights of minority, to see them include references to Bill 96 in C-13 is just, it's despicable. And it's tragic because it's incentivizing the use of the notwithstanding clause. We saw Ontario threaten to use that against unions. And who knows, in the future, we may end up having a Pierre Poilievre who decides to use it because, Quebecers often forget that the federal government could also use it. And we wouldn't want Poilievre to use it to restrict abortion, for example, or gay rights or any of the things that make this country, the place that we love and want to protect. So I think there's just a lot of... it's difficult to understand what exactly motivates the Liberal Party right now, aside from just maintaining power. And it's sad because we're seeing the problems pile up, and this is a time for Canadians and for Canada to shine, to be a leader on climate, on social justice, and all the things that they promised in 2015 but didn't deliver. And now the NDP being like, oh, well, we're going to support these guys. I mean, that leads me to really question their judgment.
Okay.
That was a lot.
You covered a lot of ground in there.
Yeah.
Gattell, you're a former journalist. Jonathan, we wish you the best for everybody. Indeed. Jonathan Pedno, Green Party candidate in the NDG Westmount by-election coming up June 19th. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.